Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back to another week of Bluegrass Jam Along. This is your Bluegrass briefing for Monday the 8th of April 2024. And just a quick recap on what's been on the podcast. So, we had a new set of tunes on the podcast for the first time, maybe the first time this year actually, last week, and it was Temperance Reel in the key of G at 75 BPM. So if you're relatively new to the podcast, you may be catching up with all that, but it started off really with me playing tunes. That's how the podcast began, and I added the interviews in later. But the interviews have just really taken off, and I've been doing a lot of those. But it's always nice to add a new tune. So that is on the podcast, everywhere you get your podcasts, apart from Spotify. They don't let me host the tunes on Spotify, because essentially they think I'm trying to squeeze music past them and somehow cheat, which obviously I'm not, but that's what they think, so I can't put the tunes on Spotify. They're everywhere else. They're on YouTube, they're on the website, they're on Apple, they're, you know, Overcast, wherever you get your stuff. And if you listen on YouTube or you listen on the Bluegrass Jam Along website at bluegrassjamalong.com, you can speed up and slow down any of those tracks. So if you want to play them quicker, slower, whatever. And it does it all without changing the pitch, so you can stay in the same key. So, four tracks for Temperance Reel, and they're up. If you go to the website, you can find all the other tracks as well for all the other tunes we've done in the past. So that's up now. Coming this week, we have an interview with Matt Glazer of Berklee College of Music. And that is because a couple of reasons. One is I caught his keynote at IBMA last year, which was just fascinating, about the sort of roots of bluegrass and how, like, he likes to try and see all American music as being part of the same thing rather than these individual genres. So that was fascinating. But also the Roots, American Roots Music Program at Berklee is 15 years old this year. And Matt founded that and runs that. And so I wanted to talk to him about that as well. So really interesting chat with Matt Glazer about just American music, particularly sort of first half of the 20th century, the roots of it all, how it all links. So that'll be out on Wednesday. Look out for that. I also had a chat last week with Christina R. Gaddy. Christina, you may remember, wrote a wonderful book called Well of Souls about the history of the banjo. And that came out in hardback in 2022, but it's out in paperback now. And that means more people hopefully will read it because it's a bit more of a mass market thing, a paperback. So I caught up with her just to have a chat about what happened since the book came out, what the reception to the book was like, and just, yeah, in light of the sort of the media storm around the Beyoncé country record with Rhiannon Giddens playing some banjo at the beginning of that, I thought I'd chat to her about that a bit. So I'm going to put out the original interview again, but I'm going to put out this catch-up as well. I'll either put them out as one episode with a new bit at the beginning, or just put them out with one as a companion piece alongside it. But they'll be out again in a couple of weeks as well. That's it really for podcast news. Don't forget, if you listen on Apple, you can now subscribe and get all of the episodes ad-free, but also help support Bluegrass Jam Along. So thank you to those of you who have subscribed already. You can have a free week if you want to check it out and see how it works, but it's there on Apple Podcasts. Go and have a look at that. But let's crack on with the news and announcements. So this is Church Street News, which is the news and announcements, but what is going on in the world of string band and bluegrass music. First bit, Fretboard Summit. Advanced passes are on sale for Fretboard Summit now, and that happens 23rd to 25th of August at the Old Town School of Folk in Chicago. I could list the stuff that is there, but as with every year, the lineup just looks amazing. There's so much cool stuff going on. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can go and look on their website or their socials, wherever, to go and see what's going on. But it just looks like such a cool event. Every year I look at that and think, wow, wish I could go to that. But yeah, passes are on sale, so have a look. I will stick a link in the show notes. That's Fretboard Summit at the Old Town School of Folk in Chicago at the end of August. And the other bit of news is something I spotted was an interview on ABC with Rhiannon Giddens. It's a feature about the 10-minute feature about the Beyoncé record and the effect that's having and the way people are talking about it. But there's a really interesting segment in there with Rhiannon Giddens about her involvement with it and about just how she feels about, you know, like being shone on black country performers as a result of this and how she feels it all fits in. And I'm not going to try and paraphrase what she said. I'm going to let her say it for herself because she does so passionately and eloquently, as she always does. But I'm going to stick a link in the show notes for you to go and have a look at that if you're interested. There's been so much kind of media storm around this Beyoncé record, and like, ultimately, as far as I'm concerned, music is music, and you like it or you don't, and that's all okay. But it's shone a light on some of this stuff, and that's an interesting thing, because there's a lot of discussions will come out of it which are and can be positive, aside from what you think about the music or not. So go and have a look at that. Rhiannon Giddens chatting on ABC about collaborating with Beyoncé on Cowboy Carter. That is it for news and announcements. We're going to move on to The Grass Is New, which is the new releases. And there's quite a few bits this week to add to the playlist. First up, Jason Kaiser. If you remember, Jason was part of the Church Street Blues 40th anniversary tribute. Jason, sort of newgrass guitarist, studied with Wyatt at East Tennessee State University. He has got a new single out called Grassology, which is part of a record he's got coming out pretty soon, which is acoustic, new acoustic stuff that I'm really looking forward to hearing. But there's a first song out from that now, which is Grassology. That is on the playlist. And Becky Buller has a new single called Alone, which is out now on all the streaming services. And it's also paired with a track called Jubilee, which she's done with Aoife O'Donovan as kind of a mini EP, those two tracks. So they're out now. I've added Alone to the Spotify playlist as well. There's a new track from Unspoken Tradition called Weary Town, which I've added to the playlist. And I don't remember mentioning this when it came out a couple of months ago. So the new record by the Price Sisters, Between the Lines, which is produced by Ronnie McCrory. I think somehow I missed that at the time. But that is out, and I put a track from that on the playlist as well. So go and listen to all of that. There's the new Jason Kaiser single, Becky Buller's single Alone, Unspoken Traditions, Weary Town, and the Price Sisters record as well. So lots of new stuff there. That's all on the Grass Is Mostly New playlist, which is on Spotify, and there's a link in the show notes to that. Go and check it out and fill your ears. Which brings me on to Scroll On Buddy. And there's a cool video on Mando Lessons, which is David Benedict chatting through how he transcribes mandolin breaks. And I thought that'd be an interesting one to share. I think, like, working out solos or tunes or whatever by yourself, by ear, is a really, really cool thing to do. Because you can get the tab and that's all fine. But listening to it and making that connection between your brain and your ears and your fingers and all of that, I think it's a really cool thing to do. But it can be a bit daunting for a lot of people, sort of knowing how to do it, where to start. So I just thought maybe an interesting one to share. Yeah, it's really cool. It's just nice to see how people approach it. You know, I've seen some of Marcel's stuff on Lessons with Marcel, but it's really interesting to hear about David's sort of approach to it, and particularly from a mandolin point of view rather than guitar as well. So I'll stick a link in the show notes to that. Go and have a look and see what's going on there. The other thing I noticed on Instagram is that Hilary Klug, the fiddler and old-time dancer, who, if you remember, I chatted to as part of the IBMA roundup back in September, she is working on a new record and she's kind of crowdfunding it. And yeah, it's really interesting just seeing the ways people go about making records these days, because sometimes you don't see the process and there isn't this sort of big structure of record labels and stuff in the way they used to be. And somebody like Hillary, who's got a lot of fans, a lot of followers, a really big presence, it's cool and it's interesting to see her crowdfunding her record, and it's nice just to show that people can get involved with the process of this stuff. And so I just thought I'd highlight that, and like, good luck to getting all that together. So I'm going to stick a link in the show notes, and if you're interested in Hillary's stuff, you can go along and get involved with funding that and signing up to get your copy when it's out. But that is it for Scroll On Buddy. The only bit really left is the In My Ears This Week bit, which is basically I've been listening to the Grass Is Mostly New playlist. There's so much new stuff in there last couple of weeks, and loads of bits that, you know, I put in the playlist and mention on a Monday and then I forget to go back and listen. So every few weeks I just go back and and listen to all this year's new music, and it's cool. One of the things I really enjoy about doing this podcast is it makes me dig out new releases and listen to new music, which is something that I can forget to do sometimes. So I'm really enjoying that. But that is it. Don't forget to check out the Matt Glazer interview coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to putting that one out. Yeah, that's it. Bluegrassjamalong.com for all the usual stuff, all the episodes, all the chord sheets, all the links to various bits and pieces to be able to get in touch. It is all there. I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.